From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Pray for Justice by Mark Ott. Now let's begin with Pray for Justice. Chapter 1, Saturday. To a dog, horse toenails are pure ambrosia, and Belle was no exception. The squat, broad-faced Queensland heeler lay on her belly in the dry pine needles and chewed on a curling crescent of fresh hoof. She kept a soft brown eye on her man, partly because she felt it her job to take care of him, and partly because she knew more chunks of smelly hoof would be coming her way. Skip Garrett stood hunched over like an upside-down human V, toes pointed in, the back leg of a stout, Roman-nosed bay across his left thigh. Low rays of morning sun filtered through a dense stand of Douglas fir along the driveway and cast a long orange shadow over the dusty ground. The September air was cool enough for the big man to see his breath, but warm enough that horseshoeing made wearing a jacket unnecessary. Dressed in a faded denim shirt with his jeans tucked into the stovepipe shafts of black bullhide boots, Garrett looked like a man from a different time. He dressed not so much for looks as utility. The calfskin stampede string hanging down behind his head was there to keep his hat from falling off at a gallop, and the canary yellow scarf kept his neck warm and doubled as a hand towel or dusk mask. He would never admit, not even to himself, that he wanted to emulate any sort of style. Everything was practical and had a practical use. It just...